Country 730, The Patriot. Joining us this morning, Dr. Jeff Sarazin, member of the Wisconsin Optometric Association. We're here to talk about the importance of your vision and maintaining a healthy vision. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you and your listeners.
We do this every month as kind of a special month with regards to a different topic, and this is kind of an overarching topic, if you will, with eye health.
Yes, March is National Save Your Vision Month. And, you know, most people don't think about losing their vision until they've had a problem with their vision. You know, if you would imagine just for a moment closing your eyes and then realize how much that changes your world. And so the Wisconsin Optometric Association wants to get the message out that there's certain things that you can do to help protect your vision so you can see and you can be able to fill out your NCAA bracket. I mean, all those very, very important things we need to do.
That's right. Now, you're doing that bracket. Chances are you're doing it online. What about those folks that are at a job where a portion of it, a majority of it, is staring at a computer screen?
Yeah, you know, I just read a really interesting statistic that 2/3 of Americans spend at least 7 hours a day either on a computer, or on a smartphone, or on some kind of a tablet. And, you know, there's some real simple things you can do. One of the real common things that we tell our patients is try to remember the 20-20-20 rule. So after 20 minutes of looking at your computer, take a 20-second break and look 20 feet away. And if you do that various times throughout the day, you're going to help eliminate a lot of eye strain, a lot of fatigue, a lot of stiff shoulders, a lot of dry eye. And it's just a real, real simple thing to do. And I don't think your boss will mind if you take a 20-second break.
Yeah, hard to sometimes get away from those smartphones, though. You've got it, and it's just inches from your face.
It is. And it's just all about breaking that habit. You know, if you can just remind yourself every few minutes, just take a break and look away.
And my wife, studying recently and on the computer a lot, she kind of complained a little bit of a headache, and we kind of said it, well, it's got to be just the fact that she's been staring at the computer screen for too long.
Right. You know, you think about that. You're just trying to focus so hard that you often forget to blink. Normal people, when they're just conversing with somebody, will blink 12 to 15 times a minute. But when you're focused on your screen, whether it's the computer or your smartphone, you're so intent on the material, you just completely forget to blink. Your eyes dry out, and they get very, very fatigued and dry.
Speaking with Dr. Jeff Sarazin this morning, eye doctor in Wausau, member of the Wisconsin Optometric Association. And UV rays, we hear about this all the time, but the importance of good sunglasses.
Yeah, you know, there's been some great studies that have shown that, I shouldn't say great, but a lot of studies have shown that ultraviolet causes a lot of damage to your eyes. You know, it can certainly speed up the progression of cataracts. It's linked to macular degeneration. So we always tell our patients, make sure you got a good set of quality sunglasses, and also put a hat on. I mean, you want to protect a lot of the ultraviolet can be eliminated by just putting a hat or a visor on. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure about what kind of sunglasses you're buying, just go see your local optometrist. He'll be happy to guide you with that.
And, of course, well, not a whole lot of sunlight these days, but we're hoping that that'll be a problem soon.
Well, you know, it will get here, but even in the winter, there's a lot of ultraviolet that reflects off the snow as well.
That's right, especially, well, ice fishermen know that well.
Yes, if you've ever been out on a frozen lake, you realize there's a lot of ultraviolet out there.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin, our guest on The Patriot this morning, and just what about just general nutrition? I mean, we always hear about, you know, eating carrots that are good for your vision. Is that true?
Well, you know, carrots are important, but that's just a piece of the puzzle. There's a lot of really, really important vitamins and nutrients that we need to get. And the latest research indicates that our green, leafy vegetables are really more important for maintaining eye health than carrots at this point. We want to make sure you're getting some vitamin A, some vitamin C, some vitamin E, some zinc, and some lutein. And, you know, all of us try to do that. Personally, you know, I'm not the greatest. We all have very, very busy schedules. If you're not sure you're getting enough nutrients in your diet, take a multivitamin. It's very, very simple to do. And there's really no reason not to, other than the cost. Sometimes they're a little expensive.
Sure. Dr. Jeff Sarazin, our guest on The Patriot, and we're talking about eye health and the importance of saving your vision, just little things that you can do. And making that appointment is one easy thing as well.
Right. You know, many people don't feel a need for an eye exam because they think that they see well. But an eye exam is a lot more than just basically checking your vision to see if you can see the eye chart. You want to have the health of your eyes checked. Certain things like glaucoma can sneak up on you. And you know, if something like glaucoma is starting to take some of your vision, we can't get back what's lost. We just want to catch it early and prevent you from losing any possible eyesight long term.
All right, just make that appointment, and you know, you get a good look at the eyes every time you go to the eye doctor.
Yeah, and if you don't have an eye doctor, there's, you know, do what most people do. Talk to your family. Talk to your friends. They can usually recommend an optometrist. You can even go online to the Wisconsin Optometric Association. You can find an optometrist in your community. And getting an eye exam is really pretty easy and pretty painless for the most part.
Jeff, anything else that you'd like to mention this morning?
Just one thing, safety glasses, folks. You know, a lot of people don't think about safety glasses, and things at home can happen so darn quick. We see patients every day that have had just silly little eye injuries that could have been prevented with a pair of safety glasses. They're inexpensive. Just grab a pair and have them around the house for any projects you might be doing.
Yeah, just throw them on and lead by example, too, with your kids.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Great, great point, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin, our guest here on The Patriot Country 730.